All right, it's 8:41 on the ticket, Wednesday morning with the Musers. I thought in this segment we would talk women's lacrosse, because in college women's lacrosse, right now North Carolina is the number one team in the country. They're the only undefeated team going, which, quite frankly, that surprises me. I thought that might be Boston College, but when the season...
Oh, gosh.
What's happening here?
What is the thing that is up, bro? High five, Miller! High five, Duncan!
It's Chris, the overly handsome guy from Sales.
What are you two flags doing, huh?
Hey, we're on the air.
Y'all still carrying the flags for North Texas and the San Antonio Spurs, huh?
We're trying to do a sports segment.
You guys still on radio?
Yes.
Right now, as a
matter
of fact.
Man, dude, what are you guys still doing on radio? You guys ought to get a podcast.
Well, we have one.
That's where everyone is making $1 million a year.
Really? I don't know about everyone.
Dude, you guys are still struggling. Making five figs per an.
Well, totes.
And being totes jelly of the Christinator over here because I close deals with Fortune 5 Benjamin companies and then threesome hard at high-end steakhouses at a celebratory lunch afterwards.
What?
Don't you want that life, man? Come on.
I will
Rick Pitino a biatch at a steakhouse.
Oh, gosh.
If I sell more than 10 live spots, she better watch out, man.
Yuck.
I'm like looking over at George, and he's like, you know, and I'm like, Yeah, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, man, I'm so tired.
Gosh, you want to ask him or you want me to?
Go ahead.
So tired.
Why are you tired, Chris?
I just got back from Palm Beach. I was at an indoor arena helping a buddy of mine with his golf.
Who's your buddy?
It's a friend of mine named Eldridge, and he's trying to get good at golf again. And
you were at the TGL thing last night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you heard of it. Yeah.
You mean Tiger?
But yeah, it goes by Tiger. Some people call him Tiger, I think, now. But the dude has a lot of money, so you know, he's like calling me up, panicking, begging, "Hey, you got to teach me how to play golf. I got this thing." And so you know, I drove my Aston Martin jet out there, and
okay.
Yeah, it's a private PJ that I have.
That's redundant.
And I have it. Dude, I forgot to tell you this. But I have like the FAA. You guys know that? It's like the Federal Aviator Association. And they called me up and they were like begging me to accept a pilot's license from them, like as a celebrity endorsement deal or something.
They don't do that.
And so I was like, okay, man, you know, I've been flying private PJ jets since I was like 17. So I'm thinking, yeah, sure, I'll take it, you know. And so they gave me like the highest ranking license that is humanly possible.
They don't rank their license.
So now I'm like licensed to fly fighter jets and spacecraft. And,
wow.
Yeah. So anyway, I flew my private PJ jet out there.
It's so redundant.
And so I went to Florida because my buddy, Tiger, he was going to pay me like $12 million just for an hour lesson.
What?
So that I could rebuild his swing from the ground up.
In an hour.
Yeah. Plus, I was like, no big deal. I mean, it's an extra $12 million. You know, that's some walking around money for this weekend.
Sure.
So I went on out there, you know, plus I knew a lot of hot tail out there, so I could, you know, dip my pen into some fresh ink, you know what I'm saying?
You're disgusting.
So I just got back like 12 minutes ago, and so I'm like tired and stuff.
Yeah, that's tough.
That explains it.
Hey, I was talking to my buddy D-Press, and he says, this is going to be the year, man. D-Press.
Dak Prescott, man.
He says, this is going to be the year.
For the Cowboys?
Yeah. He says, this is going to be the year he finally puts enough window cleaner in his GM's coffee to get a regime change happening out there. So we look forward to that.
Yeah, that's really dark.
Oh, man. Dude. Oh, God. I forgot to tell you. I'm so sad. My buddy Bobby Duvall died. Did y'all see that?
Robert Duvall.
I taught that dude acting like in seventh grade, and he went on to become acting legend.
But he's twice your age.
I also taught James Vanderbeek how to act around the same time. And dude, that guy died too, man.
Wow.
It's like weird.
Yeah, that's spooky.
Maybe it's the Chris acting curse happening all over again.
Again.
Yeah, dude, man. I had, like, a lot of my students died. Marlon Brando, Brittany Murphy, and some of the other ones. I can't remember.
You taught those, too.
You guys got to bring your Bentleys over. We can drive around my estate. Well, you don't have Bentleys, don't you?
No, we don't have Bentleys.
Okay, y'all can use a couple of mine. We'll have fun driving around the estate.
We're going to drive around your estate?
Yeah. Hey, have y'all talked to Kev Raich lately? I know he's trying to sell you guys on a boner pill endorsement.
No, he's not.
I told Kev. I was like, man, just tell him to come talk to the Chrisser, because the Chrisolino will cure your ED in a snap, man. Just do what I do and just maintain a constant erection.
Oh, is that what you do?
Jeez. You won't have a problem getting it up if you never let it go down in the first place, man.
Okay. Yeah, good
How
idea.
How do you do that?
That's why I have a throw pillow strapped to my groin at all times to hide constant erection.
Bingo.
Busy day today, but I'll do you solid. I like you guys, right?
Yeah, I guess.
So I got a busy day. I got to go over to Iran and solve some Hormuz. There's a whole thing.
You have to do that.
And then I'll swing by and bring you guys some eatsies.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks. Yeah, we'll do that. Then we'll go out to Lake Louisville and ski and talk about septum rebuilding and whatnot. Whatever you guys want, man.
Okay.
I like you guys. You guys are cool. You're my bros,
man.
Yeah,
it's lake season.
You're my homies.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, speaking of Kay Raich, your buddy in sales, our buddy.
Yeah, what's he up to?
Well, I just ran into him yesterday. I said, hey, what's up with Chris? He said, who? I said, Chris. He goes, oh, yeah, he hasn't worked here in a long time. He said that you were fired many, many months ago because you hadn't sold anything in years and that you actually got kicked out of your apartment complex. That you were down living at the bridge.
Oh, God, my unemployment's about to run out. Ah!
There he goes into the ticker room once again.
He gives it up so easily when busted.
Unemployment's about to run out.
Ryan, how's he looking?
I think his throw pillow actually took most of the damage this time. It didn't look that bad. But he's not really moving very much.
I'm back, you hear me? I'm going to high moves!
There he goes. There goes Chris from sales.